Leading the news this morning, and tonight's federal budget will be all about jobs and spending cuts. The government has already outlined measures to get more people off welfare and back into the workforce. It also plans to increase skilled migration. Now, the Treasury is aiming for a budget deficit of around $50 billion this financial year. Sydney police are investigating two drive-by shootings in the western suburb of Merrylands over the last 24 hours. A home belonging to the cousin of nightclub owner John Ibrahim was sprayed with bullets. A second house in the same street where bikie boss Sam Ibrahim was shot in January was also fired on. Pakistan's Prime Minister has launched his own Osama bin Laden inquiry. Yousef Raza Gilani is promising to get to the bottom of just how the terrorist leader was able to hide in Pakistan undetected. He's again denied it's because of the incompetence or complicity of Pakistani authorities. Hundreds of people are feared drowned off the Libyan coast. The United Nations has received eyewitness accounts that a boat carrying 600 refugees trying to reach Europe broke up at sea on Friday. It says 16 bodies, including two babies, have so far been found. And Syria's government is refusing to let a United Nations team into the town of Daraa to investigate reports that hundreds of people have been shot dead there as part of a crackdown on dissidents. And there have been reports of heavy gunfire in parts of the capital, Damascus. At least three people have reportedly been killed and several others wounded.